to wake up from the illusion. To wake up from the entrapment. You see, when you learn mastery and you learn the four disciplines, you wake to one truth, that you are the creator. You are creating. You cannot rely on the outward. But there is still an outward movement. We are using the outward to move within. In meditation, as it is the within to the within. The Hindus down the ages repeat a mantra called Aham Brahmasmi. They say they are God. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahm. I am Brahma, they say. These are tools for you to remember. That which you seek is you. If not, you will remain deluded. You are deluded by the world. Masters go on saying this. People are asleep. This is what they are asleep to. Almost everything outside has taken possession. And only for the outside you exist. And never seeing that which you are for you. The outside is the keeper of you, not you to you. The meditator exercise this knowing. He knows this. And the effort is to stay now. From the discipline of the body to the witnessing of the mind to gathering that energy to live this. One requires enormous energy to live this. More so in this world that wants to sell that it is more real than you. The world constantly wants to sell. It is more real than you, not you. That it is more important than you, not you. In that wave, you are lost. That is why again and again you find in your life there is no meaning. You catch yourself in such deep darkness, but then they release the new Mercedes-Benz. And then you run after the Mercedes-Benz. See, I'm not against Mercedes-Benz. Actually, I like them. Or you meet another person, another relationship, another idea, you keep running. And then you are lost. That which you call as you, that which you name you, is nothing but the entanglement of the outside. Even when people turn within, in this day and age, meditation is very fashionable. People turn to meditation, but even they go to meditation for something outside. If I meditate, will I get a good relationship? That is not the question. You must know the disease is absolute. But then it happens once in a while, a deep spark. For some people it happens as Satori. As they are, it is enough. It happened to me when I was 6. A very deep one happened. I entered it. That was my samadhi. My samadhi was nothing of spiritual or that. I will not use that word. It is just I saw to me with me is my fulfillment. I was complete. When I am complete, I don't have to look for anything outward to complete me. And that state is almost divine. That's the only word you can use. You are absolutely happy, delighted, rejoiced. And my whole life after that, people had a great difficulty selling me anything. They said, get 9 A's. You will be happy, they told me. I said, I'm already happy. You can have the 9 A's. I will keep the B's and the C's. Not that I'm saying what I did was right, but you must understand they couldn't sell. People are so driven outside. They must be very sad people. Because that's everything. I want to be somebody. Only when I'm somebody, I can rest. I'm already resting. You understand? I know you will ask me, what about achievement, Master? I ask you again, what about achievement? What about being somebody, Master? I ask you, what about being somebody? If that is part of your work, part of what you're supposed to do, that is fine. If that is your karma, that is your dharma, fine. It is the expression of you, not the making of you. Do you understand? There's a difference. It is your expression, not the making of you. Almost everybody is deluded. And almost everybody die in vain. Die in such despair, it's unbelievable. That is where you think you are smart. Oh, I will make it. I will make people believe I'm wonderful. You might make the world think you are wonderful. Whether you are wonderful, there's another question. And even if it is true, it's only true in the context of the world. In your aloneness, it does not have any merit. It has no value. Thus, look, if you have a chance to meet a mirror, look into your eyes. You will see nothing but despair. I have watched this. The more successful a person is, the more despair I see. Because maybe the very reason he's chosen, the very reason he put so many hours to it, he was trying to find him outside. Of course, the despair must be more. Again, I'm not talking you out of working. I'm not talking you about doing what you're supposed to do. You do because you have to do, or you do because that's your celebration to do. You do because it's yours to do. You do because it is you being shared to the world. But it cannot be you. When the reality cannot make you, for the first time you are you. When nothing outside can add or remove you, for the first time you are you. But for those who know this, who hear me, what a great revelation. Unbelievable liberation. For now you are free. Now you can enter into mad celebration. You can live delightedly. Now you can fit in anywhere. Do what you have to do. Live out whatever you have to live out without being played out. Again, let me caution this. This is not for all. This is not for the junkies of the world. This is not people who are entangled with the society. This is not for them. They should run. Bless them. Good for them. They do what they do. I am living out my knowing and hoping I can awake your knowing. Again, you don't follow me. You follow your knowing. If you know this, if somehow you have seen it, my whole life, I believe I have been a monk. Monk means one who has taken refuge in himself, for himself, by himself. And I'm saying in that state of being an inner monk is the greatest awakening, greatest realization. But one must rather have deep strength to live this. If not, it is all over. That is why so few ever come to this. Because too few people stumble upon this. And even a fewer can survive it. So when we meditate, we are looking first to find the energy to live this, to fall within. Great discipline is needed. Even if the body, you start entertaining it, and you think the body is going to give you delight, it's all over. Even when you're eating, you eat a little bit more, thinking that is going to give you fulfillment, it's all over. At all time, you must know you are the source of your fulfillment. At all times, never anything outward. It is just you. Men get deluded in sex, in women, in men. They think that's going to make them happy. No. At most, it is an expression of your happiness. It has nothing on its own. Then you become free. Now you must understand in the past why they say brahmacharya. Why they say be celibate? I'm not against my past masters. I'm giving you the wisdom. They were afraid you will be deluded for that. If not, by itself, it doesn't matter. If you're in it or not in it, does not matter. It makes no difference. Makes no difference. If you have to eat meat, you eat meat. If not, if it's for body pleasure, then you rather not. You live a yogi's life. You live a monk's life. And I'm explaining, only the yogi and monk can live in this life. The others are abused by life. If we talk about Steve Jobs, I just heard a message that day, Roger sent me. He said Steve Jobs' favorite book was the Autobiography of the Yogi. Since a few days before dying, he was even reading it. He must have been a monk. He looks like one anyway. A monk who has a family, nothing wrong with it. The idea of the monk is he who has fallen within, who knows he is the source. First he starts off knowing, then he goes on tasting, then he goes on being, then he goes on being awakened in it. Then the metamorphosis happens, something else happens. The monk becomes the master. The monk becomes the awakened man. But it's secondary. Even the idea enlightenment will make you happy is nonsensical. Again, you're back into the trick. You put something far and you are not that. No. I have never sought enlightenment. I was so happy just falling in. Just me turning in, free from this world, me being just in me, was enough happiness. I never asked it. Do I ever wanted it? But it is strange, only to that fulfilled person, more fulfillment is bestowed. Now I'm saying, if this very moment, you can turn within, it's all good. The art is to walk away, not to be a victim, not to enter illusion, not to be delusional. You watch in a little while, you walk down, you look at somebody, they smile at you, it's all gone. You wanted the person to smile at you, it's all gone. You want this person to think of you this way, it's all gone. All that thought is rooted in you thinking it is outside. Again, what I say alone will not be enough. You have to participate. You have to participate so deep that you have a deep taste in it. And then you are a bliss. You don't look for bliss. You are bliss itself, sir. You don't love. You are love itself. You don't seek light. You are the light itself. Now, the disciple, the monk, the meditator, the person in this path holds this deeply. He watches his own disillusionment, how he gets into illusion, how he gets trapped, how he travels outward. Thus, witnessing the mind would be a key to know how this mind travels, this monkey mind. If I initiate you, I initiate you to be a monk. In this way, you to you, by you for you. Then go get married. Then go do whatever. Doesn't matter. You cannot go wrong. You never be enslaved. If the fact is you would die alone, that means the fact is you are always a monk. Even your whole family surrounds you, at the point of death, you still die alone. If you breathe and you breathe alone, you are a monk. If you digest and you digest alone, unless you eat, your wife digests something else. One of the greatest illusions, in this relationship, we think the other. Wow, she's so lovely, she makes me eat her. Because she's so lovely. This is the nightmare. Again, I tell you, in the context of food, why one should be vegetarian? For a long time I thought about this. I was against it. The only reason is to train the body. that you don't run after that. I'm not saying don't eat meat. Eat. If you have to, you have to. But you don't do anything to serve the beast in the idea that the fulfillment of the beast is you. You understand? You understand? You hold through, you are. I am not asking you to be vegetarian, please. It's so against my style. A fisherman asking you to be vegetarian, I will rather initiate you to fishetarian. But you know the context, right? This is the experiment you must undertake. Fast, so that you don't give in. The fasting is no value. You cut the vasana, the addiction, then you fall into you by you, the greatest joy. There is no other way, as far as I know, none. And you cannot have two masters, the world and this. You can only have one. You're either in the world, then go to the world. Go. There's nothing wrong. Like people ask me that day, Master, if this is true, why did you ask me to go and make money and all that? I said, I didn't ask you. You wanted to make money. I know you're not going to listen to me. You go. I know you'll be back. I know some will ask, Master, you asked me to marry. I said, I didn't ask you to marry. You wanted me to tell you marry because you wanted to marry. So I said, go ahead. I have no want or the other. I have none. You do whatever you want to do. You are in one illusion, you go. Married men and women come to this very quickly, you know. Near about 3 years, the eye starts to turn within. They thought it's the outward, then it happens. But you got to understand, if we went into it with that idea, we abuse the other person. By right, the other is just to love. That's all. Celebrate. Fun. At most. The other has no obligation, or do they have the ability to fulfill you? It is not possible. When this hits, most people are traumatized. Because you've been looking for outside. You look for food every day that will fulfill you. You don't know how to eat fulfilled. You don't know how it is when the fulfilled state eats. You look for a job that will fulfill you. You don't know how the fulfilled will do job. Constantly you are looking for something. And that mind must be broken. And it will break one way or the other. Either in its breaking, it breaks you, or you break it. I say, there is nothing outside of this. This is all there is. All else is an illusion. You are trapped in an illusion. It doesn't mean the big house is not nice. Nice. If you can buy a big house or a small house, don't be an idiot now. I know people will take this to extreme. It does not matter. With this, something happens to you. Something enormous. Like why I found it is somewhere I stumble upon. Nothing outside fulfilled me. Nothing. And I did many things for many years. I found that I am my fulfillment. And one day I stop the outside and fall within. People might ask me, Master, why it took you 16 years to say this? I think my answer is, would you have listened? Would you have even come? Because you heard some motivational speaker something and you are running crazy about it. You are in fever. It is all over. I can speak to, I can speak with, for someone who has some maturity, who has come to see, my God, I've tried everything. It's nothing there. It's in me. I once met a man in Vancouver. He somehow haunts me in some sense. He's a very beautiful man. Must be in his 40s. Very wealthy, very rich, handsome, well-built. Everything he had. But I look at his eyes. I think he struggles to wake up every day. There's no reason for him to live. But if you look at him, he has lived out what this reality offers, you know. Everything of the reality. From the looks to the money to houses to everything. But I'm looking at him, it just doesn't make sense. In his eyes, he is devastated. He has been played out and no tragedy has happened yet. He can't see the point of his being. He looked in the wrong place. He went wrongly. If we want to be a blessing to each other, we must hold true to this. Your fulfillment is you, my fulfillment is he. Then we meet each other very rightly. You must understand the nature of consciousness. It is something good to touch. What is consciousness? It's nothing but collection of mind of the past. All the past. So when you were born, you inherited all of it. If you're Chinese, you get more so the Chinese consciousness. Indian, you get Indian consciousness. If you're Canadian, you get an A. Consciousness. And then you become a victim to it. Now, what is the art, AJ? What is the practice? Mindfulness. Do not walk out. Again, once you are gone, it's gone. You know, the momentum is gone. It takes a while. Then you slowly fall within. This is what we did in the retreat. This is what we hope to do in all retreats, continuous. Just time to fall within so you see how blessed you are. How beautiful you actually you are. All is there. It is so hard to believe that you are actually complete. It is so hard to believe. That's the lie they have said. You are not complete. I am saying, sir, enlighten, unenlightened. No matter what you are, got money, no money, you are complete, whether you like it or not. The rest out there are idiots. Glorified idiots. I can see somebody taking notes. Underline it. Glorified idiots, running, raving lunatics. Maybe this PhD will make him happy. Not his happiness did PhD. If the PhD is supposed to make him happy and it doesn't, what do you think he will use the PhD for? It's strange. Scientists who are bestowed great mind, great brilliance, do PhDs and God knows what, go and create weapon. Have you ever thought about it? Idiot didn't create weapon, you know. Now they got smart bomb. They launch the bomb, it will come and ask Belu Raja, yeah. It will confirm and then explode. That takes great intelligence. But why can he abuse his intelligence? Because he sought to find happiness through it, not his happiness. The man who's happy, the man who's fulfilled, whatever he does will be for life. How can it be against life? If your fulfillment marries another human being, how will it hurt the other human being? But you must apologize to everybody in this context. Sorry, I lied that you were my happiness. I am. But husbands, use this cautiously. Then truly 2012 will be the year you end. But it is not my business. The way I look at 2012 is this way. People keep writing to me and ask me, Master, do you think the world will end? I think it is a time, if at all the Mayans are right, the lie is about to end. I say to you, seek not fulfillment outside. It does not exist. It is in you, for you, by you. All else is plaything. The monk, the meditator, the sadhu, becomes very mindful of this. Some left everything. Remember, leaving everything is not a virtue. He is scared that if he holds on, you might transfer. So it doesn't matter. You understand? I'm not asking you to give up everything. It doesn't matter. But the monk, in order to discipline himself, he said, I don't want anything. I'm so afraid that I might get attached. That is why it happened. I'm going to mess up this story, but I'll tell it. It's a nice point. There was one Hindu master who supposed to had a great awakening, not yet enlightened, great awakening, and he went to a temple to meditate. Then he had a disciple. The king followed him, said, I want to be your disciple. So the king said, he said, okay. He said, I'll sit down, you sit up. That was the arrangement. They were meditating. But the king suddenly made friend with a dog. He had a pet dog. Somehow the dog came, he had a pet. Feeds, you know. And one day, somebody comes to see this man. And he says, I'm looking for something worldly. And he said, don't ask me, there's a samsari upstairs, go ask him. Samsari means family man, man who's still attached. So he goes up and looks at that man, and he said, the master below sen, the swami below sen. He said, there's a samsari who's a swami here. Then he got upset. He said, my God, even this dog is an attachment. You understand? Even this dog is my escape of source of my happiness. Can you see the point? Who is the swami on that? Eh? Patinatar. There are many Indians like that. So. But that swami got so angry, killed the dog. Took his bowl, break the dog's head, and the dog is over. And then the story continues. Go watch it. I am bad at telling these Tamil movies. Because there is plot, subplot, there's all kinds of things. So it's too much drama for me. Mahavir stood 11 to 12 years naked in a forest. I know, Velu Raja, what you're thinking. Don't try it. You will get arrested for indecent exposure. And in Vancouver, don't try. You won't survive 12 hours. He stood 12 years naked. Why naked? What is he against clothes? What can clothes do to you? No, he said, I don't want any attachment. I want to live this. I want you to know the wisdom. That I'm standing with me, for me, by me. And he was a prince, you know. And he gave everything up and stood. Lot of people are standing now. But they don't understand the root of it. It is not about standing naked and all that. It is what he had to do. How are you going to live out your monk state? You understand? Almost all the past traditions are valid, but valid for that person. Buddha gave everything up and sat. And that seatedness is to be seated that he is enough unto him. Even his last parting statement was, be a light unto yourself. Again, the world is not the problem. But if you use it for your fulfillment, it's over. And almost everybody, go look at them and study. They are looking for something in the world. They want you to like them. They want you to think of you in a particular way. You understand? They want you to feel they are more powerful. It's always outside. Rarely you meet an eye that is set to itself for itself. It is pure happiness, pure joy, pure bliss. I think Jesus is quoted to say, the camel may pass through the eye of the needle, but not a rich man. What was his problem with rich men? No, he became rich thinking that is his fulfillment, you understand? He's so far gone. Again, I'm not preaching poverty. No, I'm saying enjoy this world. But no, you are the one who's enjoying it. It is you. Now, a few more things I can say that will help. The energy that is needed to live this is tremendous. Thus, you must create energy. The awareness that is needed to live this is enormous. So, you must develop awareness. The discipline to live this is enormous. you must develop the discipline. Then I tell you, not then, then appears to be in the future. By it, in it, you are blessed. And whatever you do is blessed. You live a dharmic life. Even if you meditate to be enlightened, it's wrong. It's a postponement. It is a running away to the future. Your meditation should just be in this knowing. None of it is outside. I am to me, for me, by me, is my bliss. To be that is enough. Even to forget about the word enlightenment. But I'm using that word to remind you, in that state, what will happen to you? One's dignity swells and shines when one is to oneself for oneself. When one's eye is always looking, what will give him happiness, what will make him better, what will make him somebody, you can see that's a beggar. Thus, when you look at master's eyes, they are all kings in many sense, because they are there for themselves, by themselves. Nothing of outside. When I was in Vancouver, a beautiful thing happened. I have beautiful disciples over there. And they always want to take me here and there, show me this and that. And I used to say, I am not interested. I used to live in a place that just outside the door. It's a beautiful place. Pine trees and rivers. And disciples, let's go for a walk, Master. And he used to ask, for what? Maybe make you happy. I said, I already am. I'm already fulfilled. I don't even have to open my eyes. If at all I go to the river or to the tree, I'm going there to bless it. I am the blessing for it, not the other way around. But people don't understand this. Your whole language is corrupt. Dying into this, you can begin to taste as I'm speaking about this. Dying into this is samadhi. Knowing this, the brain, something happens to the brain. Something of the whole brain changes. A great awakening. Then, for the first time, you, AJ, will have the right sight of you. Right now, the sight is of a beggar. I want money to be rich so I feel good. I want that person's love so I'm this. Right now, the view has to be a beggar's view. In that, your glory is revealed to you. You see the sight of you being a master. It was very strange when I watched my father die, and he became enlightened in that process. And the next day, when I went to see, when I looked at him, I couldn't recognize. I know it's him, but he was like a king. Such dignity. He was lying there. He was almost in a coma. Such dignity, such grandness in his being. He has come to him for him and it's been fulfilled. This life has been fulfilled. Let me say this categorically. There is nothing outside can fulfill you. Nothing. Search. Have you seen people travel all over the world? They come back. You expect to see in their eyes some kind of excitement. Same boredom. Maybe somebody will tell the story, if they can tell a story, nice, that's it. But nothing has changed. You can travel any part of the world, come back, you'll still be how you are. You can pretend to be happy to irritate your friend, to make him feel he's losing something out. Have you ever seen a man married to a gorgeous woman come office every day going like, yeah? He become normalized very quickly, you know. And at least the man who's married to the ugly woman can have the hope. Maybe if I'm with a happy, beautiful woman, I'll be happy. The man with the beautiful woman got no more hope. That is why nothing fails like success, you know. When you have it all, and then you see, I am nowhere. Again, let me explain a few more. So you don't miss. Don't make a philosophy out of this. I am not interfering in how you should be a monk. That is your business. And all I'm telling is you are a monk, whether you like it or not. I'm using the word monk to irritate you, you know. Because I know the word will irritate you. No wife wants to hear the husband is a monk. I want to irritate you. You must understand. That's part of the master's work. I am saying you are a monk whether you like it or not. I am saying you are to you by you. But I'm also saying, now play in this world. Make it more beautiful if your love allows. The other is not your fulfillment. It is the sharing of your fulfillment. If you understand me. Now, what is samadhi? When one dies in this completion, it is all over. It happened this retreat, you know, this story. Many were disorientated. Many keep telling me, I haven't landed, Master. A lot of them did not land after the retreat. You know why you didn't land? Something happened. Something beyond what was planned happened that you all saw within you is all of it. And you entered a bliss. And it's so hard to get to this world. Now, Subhra, don't get to this world, Subhra. Stay there. Getting to this world is the nightmare. Stay in that and live this world. In order to stay there, you need meditation. There is no other way. This that you are, Raymond, is all of it. There's nothing outside. But now, go outside and play. But never get caught in its illusion. That which is created by the outside dies. That which is born within oneself, for oneself, by oneself, never dies. It transcends death. You see, it took a while to tell you. Because almost everybody comes with an idea what life, what part of life will fulfill them. You understand? These are most everybody come, I call them monkeys. Monkey is never happy in one branch and it's always jumping to another branch, to another branch. So I call them monkeys in my own sense. Now I just want to drop the key and make them monk. They come with this idea, that idea. And in doing that, they create so much hell for themselves. Now, I'm speaking to those who know this. Those who have been in this for a while. Die into this. Know this is all there is. This is it. Don't ever be distracted by it. Let the whole mind, brain, being lives this out and see the miracle. This is my suggestion to a lot of my disciples. At least 1 year, I'm going to make arrangement for you to live like a monk, a proper monk, if you can afford it. If you're married, it's quite difficult, but other people who can, at least 1 year, pure. So the brain gets orientated to within. And soon I want to organize this type of meditation for long periods of time. Somewhere middle of January or late. I would organize, if I can, I would like to do it for 21 days. If not, we do it for 10 days. Just to be in this, you understand? So that you can turn within. And maybe that 10 days you live like a monk. Because I think that is the only healing that is possible. Again, I'm not saying you shouldn't enjoy your husband. No. Enjoyment is wonderful. I'm not saying you shouldn't love. I am for love. I'm not saying you shouldn't taste your food you eat, but don't live for taste. I'm not saying don't see beautiful things, but don't think that which you see is what will fulfill you. This is a major correction. And we have to do this in a rush. We have less than 11 months, I think. When did they say the world will end? What month is it? Eh? September, that means we only... Eh? December. Oh, December. Okay, we got about 12 months. December, what's the date? Okay, I better put it down in my calendar. Cancel all my appointment. 22nd December. Maybe, if at all, we are blessed to have it, this idea prevails that we cannot be cheated no more. I saw my father living his whole life with what others would say, even though he's such a courageous man, but he was still stuck a little bit in that, proving something. But he had a great innocence. Somewhere he was disillusioned. He came back to him for him, but he didn't come back to it gloriously. Only in his death he did. Again, let me say what I am. I am a monk in many sense. I'm a monk who has become a master. I have nothing to do with this world in that context. I have no interest at all. No matter what I do is to express my joy, my love. By itself, it has no value for me. I am happy. I am in my silence. And maybe, if I can, I would like to share that with all of you. With that, I finish for today.